18. We will get to the rest of the numbers and your play of the game as the post-game show continues after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Offering a memory disorder program that's first of its kind in Wisconsin isn't just about innovation. It's about providing thorough diagnoses to improve treatments and help people live better. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Neuroscience Institute is a nationally recognized leader in the diagnosis and treatment of complex brain disorders, and we'll do everything humanly possible to help you keep being you. To see a specialist with the expertise to help you, go to frederick.com/neuro. Breakthroughs aren't just for medical journals. They're to help people live their best lives. At the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network, people are the driving force behind everything we do. That means every breakthrough, every clinical study, every interaction is to help you, your family, and your neighbors live better. We do everything humanly possible because we see everything humanly possible in you. To find out how compassion motivates world-class care, visit Frater.com.
This is Bucks OT.
Takes it into the paint, attacks the rack, sends it down with a grown man dunk. Oh, the Greek Freak, he's eaten now.
A final look at the game and a preview of the next matchup on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
120 to 118 is the final score. It wasn't pretty, but the Bucks win to improve to 5-2 on the season. Behind 34 points from Damian Lillard, 18 of them coming in the fourth quarter, helping spark a Bucks comeback. The Bucks did not win the opening tip tonight, but we still encourage you to tune in at the start of each game for the Sargento tip-off for Holmes. Every time the Bucks do win the opening tip, Sargento will donate $500 to Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity. Sargento, the official cheese of the Milwaukee Bucks. Nothing tastes better after a win than a Frosty, and with this win, you can get one for free. After tonight's Bucks win, head by any participating Wisconsin area Wendy's and score yourself a free small Frosty. The offer is only good for 24 hours after each win, so you better act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. And our assist of the game, brought to you by Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin, is brought to you by Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin. Just 19 assists tonight for the Bucks on 41 made field goals, and they were led in assists by Giannis Antetokounmpo, who dished out five of them before his third quarter ejection. That includes our assist of the game, brought to you by Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin. The Frederick and Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network offers same-day care options in person and by virtual visit, because understanding your life is at the heart of what they do. We mentioned all five Bucks starters did reach double figures in scoring. You got two more off the bench with 18 points from Bobby Portis and 10 points from Marjon Beauchamp. As for the Pistons, Cade Cunningham, the leading scorer tonight with 33 points. Killian Hayes got up to 14 with a lot of that damage coming late. And a big, big part of the second half was Marcus Sasser, the rookie, with 26 points and hit three of the seven made three-pointers for the Detroit Pistons in this game. Isaiah Stewart took seven threes in this game, hitting just two of them. He finished with 8 points and 6 points with 15 rebounds from Asar Thompson, the rookie, making another impact with not just scoring the basketball. That's really been what we've seen from the rookie thus far this season, coming into this game, averaging more than 9 rebounds per contest, 6 points, 15 boards, 3 assists, and a block. And that block, by the way, was on a Damian Lillard step back three. So a lot of nice signs that the Pistons have seen from their rookie, Asar Thompson. Jalen Duren was a game-time decision. He ended up playing. He scored 11 points with 12 rebounds, 5 assists. And Pistons, look, we mentioned before the game, the two things to keep an eye on were transition, both offensively and defensively for the Bucks, and rebounding. And the Pistons dominated on the glass once more, pulling down 53 total rebounds in this game, did the Detroit Pistons. And again, a lot of that coming from Asar Thompson and Jalen Duren, but a 62% rebounding rate for the Pistons in this game. They dominated on the glass. And again, mid-50s is a very, very good rebounding rate, and the Pistons are at 62% tonight. Not only that, offensive rebounds as well. 11 offensive boards for the Pistons. They turned those into 13 points. It has been a constant and a theme throughout this young season is opponents working the offensive glass against the Bucks, and certainly something we have heard Adrian Griffin address is one of the things they are looking to clean up, and you could see why tonight with those second chance opportunities. Bucks, by the way, 5 offensive rebounds. They turned those into 9 second chance points. And points in the paint fairly even here. Pistons were not a great scoring team around the rim coming into this game tonight. You wouldn't have known it with the results. 50 points in the paint for the Pistons, 48 for the Bucks. And in this game, we saw 29 total turnovers, 10 from the Bucks. The Pistons scored 6 points off of those. And 19 turnovers from the Detroit Pistons, 18 points scored off of those turnovers for the Bucks. And look, we had 8 travel calls alone in this game between the two teams. So plenty of turnovers over the course of the 48 minutes we witnessed tonight. But the big takeaway is another win as the Bucks improved to 5-2 on the season with this victory, 120-118. We'll take a look at the NBA scoreboard and get you your play of the game next in the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering healthcare to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
WTMJ.
120-118 final score here. It's the Bucks holding off the Pistons to improve to 5-2 on the season. Before we do get to the play of the game, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
A 2-point win largely due to the final minute of this game where the Bucks made a handful of plays that could have qualified for our play of the game, but it was one sequence in particular that stands out as our play of the game, brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino.
He wants the ball in his hands. Why not? It's Dame time. 3-pointer. Too strong. Lillard couldn't hit it. And now the Pistons with a chance to get the lead. Shot clock off. 15 seconds to go. Cunningham down the lane. Blocked by Lopez. Gets it back. Turns it over. Passed it back to Beasley. With 7 seconds left, Beasley taps the brakes. He'll hand to Crowder, and he's fouled with 3.9 seconds left. And for the second time in as many games, it was rim protection late that may have just saved the day.
We would see Jay Crowder hit one of those two free throws. It wouldn't matter, though, as the Bucks defense would come up big on the inbounds pass once more, sealing this victory tonight, 120-118. Play of the game brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Find your win at the Midwest premier gaming, entertainment, and hotel destination. All of that and more waiting for you at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Well, let's take a look at the NBA scoreboard as we had a very, very busy night across the NBA this evening. 14 games being played and a couple of marquee matchups. We have seen all but two of those games go final. So let's get to those final scores. First up, in Indianapolis, night one of a back-to-back for the Pacers. They will host the Bucks tomorrow for that second night. And they dismantled the Utah Jazz, 134-118. Indiana now 5-4 on the season. 16 points and 13 assists from Tyrese Haliburton led the way. The Utah Jazz, by the way, just 2-7. In Brooklyn, the Nets beat the Clippers 100-93. James Harden facing yet another one of his now growing list of former teams. Brooklyn's 4-4. The Clippers are 3-4. Royce O'Neal with 12 points and 10 rebounds in the Nets' win. In New York, Knicks take down the Spurs, 126-105. Julius Randle with 23 points and 16 rebounds. The Knicks are at 500 at 4-4. Just went final shortly ago in Chicago. The Suns beat the Bulls, 116-115 in overtime. And the Chicago crowd was treated to a big game by Grayson Allen, who scored 26 points in the Suns' victory. Bradley Beal, by the way, made his Suns' debut and scored 13 points in 24 minutes. In Houston, the Rockets take care of the Lakers, 128-94. Houston's now 4-3. The Lakers are 3-5. Jalen Green scored 28 points to lead the way for the Rockets. The Memphis Grizzlies dropped to 1-7 after the Heat beat them 108-102 in Memphis. Bam Adebayo thought he had a 20-rebound triple-double the other night. The league took away one of those rebounds. He came up with another big performance, 30 points and 11 boards from Bam, as again the Grizzlies dropped to just 1-7. The Timberwolves are 5-2 after they take down the Pelicans 122-101. Behind another big game from Anthony Edwards, 26 points in the victory. And again, Minnesota 5-2 to start the year. The Oklahoma City Thunder improved to 5-3 as they beat the Cavaliers 128-120. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander dropped 43 points in the win. The Cavs are just 3-5, 8 games into the season. In Dallas, the Mavericks fall to the Raptors 127-116. Pascal Siakam with 31 points in that Raptors win, while Luka Doncic also scored 31 in the loss. And the biggest game of the night, the Philadelphia 76ers are 6-1 now after beating the Boston Celtics 106-103 behind 27 points from Joel Embiid. Boston now 5-2 in second place in the East, tied with the Bucks. Two games in action right now. We'll update you on those scores when we return and get you set for our next game tomorrow night in Indianapolis after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you asking the court to do something that spells out a school funding formula?
This is not about the school finance formula itself. It's about the voucher programs. It says to create...
Nation.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org.
Let's live and let howl.
Back to school season is here. And while this is an exciting time for parents, kids, and educators, let's not forget how far we've come in our battle against COVID-19. We're in a better place, but COVID-19 is still here, and we need to continue to help protect our communities. With the flurry of new schedules and classrooms, let's not overlook the fundamentals of staying safe. Wash your hands regularly and watch for any symptoms like fever, chills, a cough, or shortness of breath. Should you or someone you know have COVID-19 symptoms, stay home and get tested. Find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us. Let's have this back-to-school season be a time of renewed commitment to our collective health and brighter future for our Native communities. Again, find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, they do. Hey, we're here with State Senator Eggard, and we are talking about her tour, grassroots tour. And I'd like to just bring in the fact that not the fact, but just in the discussion that we have an issue here with fentanyl, and what better way, and I mean, people are mixing marijuana with fentanyl now, and what better way to protect people is to legalize this. And welcome back.
Absolutely. So it's vitally important that we make sure that everyone in our communities is as safe as possible. And that's why regulation of cannabis is the right thing. It's a safety issue. Not only would we be able to address racial disparities that exist because of prohibition. But we also know that there is a very successful illicit market of cannabis and of other substances. And, you know, oftentimes people will say, why do you want to introduce a new substance? Well, I'm not introducing something new. Actually, cannabis has been found in the tombs of pharaohs in Egypt. It is something that has been on this earth for a very long time and that human beings have had a relationship with. It's only over the last 100 years or so that it's become more taboo. And we need to crawl ourselves out of that hole. I lost a brother to fentanyl poisoning. And I know that that is not a unique story. There are empty chairs and broken hearts across our nation because of the fentanyl and opioid epidemic. And folks that are distributing illicit substances, including cannabis, are oftentimes distributing other illicit substances, fentanyl and the such. And we need to make sure that folks are safe. And with regulated legal sales of cannabis, we will be able to make sure that there are not pesticides, that there's not mold, that there's not fentanyl, that it's labeled. There's truth in labeling. In the same way, when you buy alcohol, it tells you what the proof is. The science is there. And it is highly regulated in legal states where you have to show your ID multiple times. We're on the illicit market. Kids and adults are accessing uncontrolled substances, and it can be very, very harmful to our communities as well as the consumers.
I know Minnesota, their bill is over 300 pages, maybe even more than that long. And so there's been intensive scrutiny on this. And I imagine, too, you've been able to see that bill, State Senator, that it's just not a wishy-washy, let's legalize this and have a good old time. There's restrictions, like you said, age restrictions and where you can do it and things like that. How has your tour been? And I see you've been in Madison, Superior, Wisconsin, Fond du Lac, and Sheboygan. How has your tour been, and how's the response been?
Before that, I was in Platteville and Green Bay and Eau Claire. I've been in La Crosse, Milwaukee, Wauwatosa. I'm sure I'm forgetting other communities as well. And frankly, it is clear that people have questions. They want to make sure that we're doing this in a thoughtful way, that we're providing real protections for our communities, for our local governments, as well as for the people who live in Wisconsin and people who spend time in Wisconsin who may be choosing to go to a dispensary to purchase. But prohibition isn't allowing us to do any of that. And the bill in Minnesota, as well as the legislation in Michigan and Illinois and the 20 other states, because there's 23 states that have legalized for responsible adult usage, those are pages and pages of protections that do not exist in states that have prohibition. And when I point that out to people, when we're talking about education of youth and impaired driving, licensing, labeling, you know, the list goes on and on. It is clear that we have been very thoughtful. And when I was in Superior, I drove over to St. Paul and I sat down with advocates as well as lawmakers who were at the front lines of passing the bill in Minnesota. And it, you know, we're asking the same questions that you all asked, and you had a very robust process. It lasted for a long time. It went through many committees. Lots of people stood up and put their feedback in.
Exactly. We've had the opportunity to have a lot of the leaders on our show. I know for many years, our friend, I can't think of her name off the top of my head right now, but she has been on our show a bunch of times, and she's really led the way as a state representative here. And it passing was a huge thing. I know we had at the signing, we had former Governor Jesse Ventura there. He was really leading the way too in many ways. His wife is using it for medical purposes. I just think that it's 2023, and there's so many people, especially during the three strikes, you're out, that are in prison now for things. And frankly, for me, being a Ho-Chunk, it would be great for economic development for our tribe and our nation to do something similar that Red Lake's doing up north.
Well, and Red Lake has been one of the front end people. I mean, they as soon as it was legal, they opened up. And my understanding is I chatted with some folks that were there. The lines were long. They were selling out. They were figuring out how to collaborate with other people. And they're really investing in the prosperity of their own people, their own community. And that's what government should do, is make sure that we are safe, that everyone in our communities are safe, that is equitable, and that we're providing paths to prosperity. And, you know, that's what this bill does, is it honors our own liberty. It provides more opportunity and money for reinvestment into our communities to make them be better, as well as really lifts up the individual as well. And you know, that to me feels very much like nonpartisan talking points. And it's unfortunate that we get lost behind party affiliation with these conversations. But it's not a matter of if this is going to happen. It's a matter of when and what the details are, and making sure that with the money that is raised from cannabis sales and licensing fees, that it's reinvested in the communities that have been harmed. So in our bill, we have community reinvestment funds, so that communities like the First Nations, agricultural communities, women, people of color are at the front lines of being able to be able to invest in the industry and to receive those funds to equalize harm that has been done in the state of Wisconsin.
Right. And I want to apologize to State Representative Jessica Hansen for forgetting her name. She's a good friend of mine, but what a forefront, really worked on it for the last 7-8 years. And she's a doer. And I'm sure you've talked to her, State Senator, about all the things that the hurdles. It is a matter of time that it's going to happen. And we need Wisconsin to jump on it because of all the economic development. And also there's going to be in the bills, there's here in Minnesota, there's help for people that that need help, whether they're abusing alcohol or drugs or whatever. So let's get this done. What I always like to, Senator, is to get a call to action. What can people that are listening to the show, and especially we're on civic media all over Wisconsin here, we're on 20 other stations, what can they do what can they do? Can they call somebody? What can a call to action be or look like?
Yeah, so, you know, if I'm coming to your town, please show up to one of the stops on the grassroots tour. We let people know about those on social media, so you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter to find out when our next stops are. Additionally, we do have a sign-on document that people can sign their names on and support. What we're asking for is for simply for a public hearing of this legislation. We're not even pushing anything more than that. So it will go to the leadership of the majority party in Wisconsin, asking them to allow us to have a public hearing. And people can find that sign-on petition on my office website. You can just Google Melissa Agard, Senator Melissa Agard, and that'll come up. Or you can find it also on our Facebook and our Twitter pages. But ultimately, there's a lot of myths to overcome when it comes to cannabis. People still seem to suffer from reefer madness. And I think that taking those myths out and being truth tellers is very, very important. And really showing up for what your values are. Number one thing that we can all do is vote in all elections and vote our values and our morals. And have the backs of people who are putting themselves on the line. And if you've never thought about running for office, whether it's cannabis or domestic violence, sexual assault, healthcare, whatever it is, please think about running for office. We need more good people, passionate people, to run for office and add their voices in our Capitol buildings.
Well, I want to say a big peenigigi thank you for coming on our show. I hopefully can make this more frequently and more often, seeing that we have a lot of listeners in Wisconsin, and also the good work that you're doing. State Senator Melissa Agard, of Democrat out of Madison, one of my, again, favorite cities in the world. Thank you so much for coming on. And one more time for your website so we can get people a plan to action here.
So just go to sen.agard, at legis.wi.gov, and you will find us. And it has been an honor to be on the show today. I look forward to coming back and continuing to chat with you about how it is that we make this world more compassionate.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moise. All eyes on 2024, the remaining five candidates still qualifying for the GOP primaries wrapped up their third debate and all had a lot to say about the sixth candidate who's boycotted all of the debates so far. ABC's Andy Field.
Governor Ron DeSantis going after Donald Trump for not attending this or any debate.
And he said Republicans were going to get tired of winning. Well, we saw last night, I'm sick of Republicans losing.
Nikki Haley on the NBC debate.
He put us $8 trillion in debt, and our kids are never going to forgive us for that.
And Chris Christie saying former President Trump will spend the next year trying to stay out of jail, claiming he won't be able to lead the party or the country.
President Biden's campaign slamming the Republican presidential hopefuls for embracing Donald Trump's losing and extreme MAGA agenda. It looks like Hollywood will be getting back to work as the Actors Union, SAG-AFTRA, has reached a deal, a tentative one, with the major TV studios, ending a months-long strike. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The bill to use public money to make repairs at American Family Field is expected to go to the full Senate next week. Two legislative committees approved an amended version of the bill on Wednesday. While it is not known if the new bill has enough votes to pass in the Senate, Governor Evers says he would sign it if it made its way to his desk. The Waukesha School District wants a federal court to dismiss a lawsuit filed by a former teacher who was fired earlier this year. Melissa Temple lost her job as a first-grade dual-language teacher in July. She claims the district retaliated against her for speaking out on social media about the song Rainbowland being cut from a first-grade concert. Among other things, the school district says Temple was airing a personal grievance. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear overnight with a low of 32. Westerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. 43 tomorrow, chance for scattered showers. Chance of flurries tomorrow night, 27. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 38.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
If they vote not to confirm you, that means essentially you're fired. And they just did it yesterday to 8 Evers appointees. And one of the people that was fired yesterday was Melissa Baldoff.
There's just really not a bottom for them yet. Years ago, I thought, well, it couldn't get worse than this. They found a way to let the bar sink a little bit lower.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Outing over again with a high of 49. Got Your Mama's Hot Barbecue offers a huge taste of selections like baby back ribs and pulled pork sandwiches out of a little place. Got Your Mama's is located just a block west of I-35W off of West Diamond Lake Road in South Minneapolis. Visit their website at scotchamamas.com.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Support honest Native news from Natives themselves. Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon.
Well, Haley, we're super excited to have our guests on tonight, and there's events happening, and we want to talk and dig deep here in the next couple segments here, and I want to introduce Terrell. And Terrell, you're the CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of the Twin Cities, and I want to just say a big hello and a big peenigigi for coming on. And then we also have TJ too, and I want to get deep with what you'd like to speak about.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you right so on. Much. Thank you so much.
Well, let's talk about this life-changing organization that you guys are a big part of. And TJ, you're the director at Little Earth of the Boys and Girls mm-hmm. Club too. So I am really excited because young ones and students were my jam for 30 years as an old teacher. So I really love to, well, I guess old in a couple different ways, but
sure.
Old teacher. Mm-hmm. Welcome. But let's talk about your work and what's going on. And I know, Terrell, you're doing a lot of expansion too in a good way. So let's mm-hmm. get going.
Absolutely. Well, we're so excited to be here today. And I think really TJ's got the passion and is really a leader that I look up to, someone that our organization is truly, truly invested in. I will tell you, 4 years ago, there was 1.5 employees at Little Earth Boys and Girls Club. And because of TJ's leadership, really driving it, we have shifted to 7 full-time staff over there doing amazing, awesome things. And talk about education, I just want to do a shout out to TJ. Not only has he tripled the number of elementary kids that are part of our program, where education is a huge part of the work that we do daily, but TJ celebrated 6 of his seniors that went on to post-secondary school at Little Earth. And I'll let him talk more about that, but he is just my hero in our whole organization for the incredible work that he's done over the last number of years, especially during, you know, the pandemic and after George Floyd was murdered. We were really struggling and there was a lot of trauma in our community, and TJ really stood up and took us to the next level, which is what, you know, you initially had talked about. We're doing great things, but we don't do it without our leaders.
Right on. TJ, wow, that's beautiful to hear, and talk a little bit about that, because sometimes it's the darkest before sunrise, and you really done some good work with our young ones and getting them to go to college and get degrees is huge, because we're still here and we are power. We're here.
Yeah. The work we do, I mean, it's an honor. It's really humbling, and it's an honor to serve families and kids. I grew up in the Twin Cities, and I was a club kid for a long time. So I'm a club alumni. I actually showed Terrell my club card when I was 6 years old, way back in the mm-hmm. 90s. And so then I went my own way and found, you know, a lot of trouble. And so when I got into youth work, I just wanted to be the resource and the guide and mentor that I felt like I never really had. And so to have been walked alongside some of these kids for, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, and then to see them like, man, you were a middle schooler or an elementary, and now you're a senior, or now you're in college. I got 3 players, they're in college, they're playing college basketball. I'm like, man, to just see that, it makes like all the nights where you go home and wonder, like, am I really making a difference? Those stories, I mean, they're really what keep us going, you know? And it just, man, it makes my heart so happy to know that, you know, that's how generational trauma and generational poverty and these things that plague our people so often, that's how they get broken, is when someone stands up and says, I want to be the change, even if it's hard, it's lonely. Like, I remember being the only Native in my university, and I'm like, I look around and I'm like, I'm not represented here. This bothers me, you know? Mm-hmm. It bothers me that there's no other Native people, and specifically Native men, trying to. So then to see all out of all the kids in college, out of all the 6, 5 of them are men. So I'm like, man, that's just, wow. it makes me want to shed tears of joy, because it's like, you're doing it and you're the future. And like, I tell these kids all the time, man, I didn't get my life together till I was 21. You guys are starting at 13, 15, 17. Like, you're way ahead of me. You're more talented. You're smarter. Whatever I can do to just be the resource you need, man, I'll do whatever I can to just help you succeed, you know? And so it really blesses my heart for sure.
Well, you know, what's really important is, as you know, both of you know as well as I do, is a community. And the Boys and Girls Club have been around a long time, and there's community in that. And so I just applaud both of you so much, because we are all about building community. And Terrell, I think TJ's got it understood how to do it, and that's really exciting.
It is. And I think he's one of, we'll end up with 13 clubs by March of next year. But it's the leaders, it's the staff. Like, I can't tell you how every day I'm impressed with what our team is doing, what they're doing to lead out in a way like no other. And it's those moments too that I just have to tell, like, a story on TJ's kids. I got to go to the legislature with them last March, and they've got such a great handle on what they want in their world. And they've got these great solutions. And I think that's what really transforms me and my leadership and ability to continue to move on and do more for our kids. And I think that's what I would want for our whole community. Let's invest deeper and broader, because the work is working. And we've seen so many great successes of people that have grown up. I mean, TJ's a club kid. They chose right there. Like, he's a perfect example of somebody that comes from club. And I would also say, like, club is not, we don't want to work in silo. We don't want to do this like just ourselves. We are so about partnership and connection and creating a stronger ecosystem in the Twin Cities. And so I think that's something for listeners to really understand. And if they want to participate and partner and do this alongside us, we are very, very open to that, because we've seen that transformational, like, outcome happen with so many kids by us working together.
Yeah.
Well, it's now the Boys and Girls Club do more things than, let's say, play dodgeball. You guys are giving people opportunity to do their homework there and get tutoring help. It's not the same Boys and Girls Club that I grew up with, right, TJ?
No, it's totally different, and it's for a good reason. You know, kids come, and a typical day is they come, they check in, we welcome them in, they get a snack, you know, they're hungry after school, and then we get straight into, you know, homework help. And then from there, there's different stations that kids can do to spark their creativity, help them with math, reading levels, youth voice, which empowers them, art, music, podcast. There's just so many cultural things. You know, we've done things where we do like drum making, 8-week drum making class. The kids are going to literally make the drum from scratch, learn the song, sing, and then it's theirs to keep, you know. And so they can come, and it's like, it's a big family. A lot of the kids here, they're like, you know, this is my second home. They view the staff as like, you know, a part of their, you know, extended family. And it's just a huge honor, because then we get to meet the parents. And then we can, how can we help the parents and support the parents? And how can the parents support us? You know, and then it becomes that tribe or that village that's helping raise these kids, you know. And then, you know, it's harder for kids to slip through the cracks the more connected we are to parents, to communities, yeah, to organizations that are trying to vie for the same kids. And it's a beautiful, man, it's a beautiful thing.
It is. And I want to just, Terrell, I think some schools out there would love to have six Native American young men going to college. So that's just that's mind blowing to me. That's what great work that you guys and your organization, Boys and Girls Club, is doing. That statistic alone is something to hang your hat on.
Absolutely. And I think, too, a big added to our program model this last year is we added a department that is managing all of our alumni. So we've got over 300 alumnus. So those six young people that went to post-secondary are now part of our alumni association. So that idea, or TJ, I mean, he's a staff person, but he's also part of our alumni association. So that continual give back and opportunity to connect, but also support them a lot of our, you know, young people that go off to post-secondary or they're in their 20s and they're looking for that job or that network, the club is still there for them. That community continues to be there. And so for me, I've been around, I didn't come up through club, but I've been with the club my whole career. So 26 years. I started at Southside Village over on 39th in Chicago, and it's now in my blood. It's so much a part of my life and my experience. And it is the reason for, like, a lot of us that work there, everything that we want to do and see for our community, it's like, it's really the conduit to make all of the things that we need to happen in a community happen. And that's what the commitment, I will say, from our entire organization is to ensure that all young people are on track for a successful future beyond high school graduation. And we hang our hat on that every day. Like, that is the be end all of what Boys and Girls Club is going to do for every single young person, no matter where, like TJ said, no matter where they start, it doesn't matter. We're going to commit to staying with them throughout their entire experience with us.
This is amazing, Haley. Don't you think this is like, I'm getting emotional because there's some serious stuff going on here with TJ and then, you know, Terrell and the whole Boys and Club deal here. This is kind of blowing me away.
Yes, I agree with you. And I think we only have just a couple minutes left here, but I really loved what you touched on, TJ, talking about how when kids are supported by, you know, two parents or more than one community organization, and it's less, you know, it makes it harder for them to slip through the cracks when there's so many hands and there's so many working parts in the community that are holding up our youth and working towards giving them resources to make them succeed and successful. I think that's amazing. And I honestly did not know much about the Boys and Girls Club. I was not a club member, but I, after hearing your guys' stories, and I really, really wish I did have a resource like this. So I'm happy. And our Facebook comments and everyone is just saying how much Boys and Girls Club means to them and how thankful they are for it. So thank you both for coming on today with us.
Excellent. Thank you so much for having us, and continue to do what you guys do out in the, you know, talking about the issues that matter the most to our community.
Do you guys have time to hang out for another segment?
Sure.
No, I'm good.
All right, you guys, are listening to Native Roots Radio Network presents I'm Awake. We'll be right back after this short break. Please stay with us.
Unveil the captivating world of Native photography at the Minneapolis Institute of Art. Their new exhibit, In Our Hands, Native Photography 1890 to Now, turns the camera around and puts Native photographers in control, featuring hundreds of photographs captured by generations of First Nations, Métis, Inuit, and Native Americans. You'll view the world through their lens, revealing the beauty and complexity of Indigenous heritage. Don't miss this incredible experience. Visit In Our Hands at the Minneapolis Institute of Art now through January 14th. For more info, visit artsmia.org.
Are you thinking about college? Consider checking out Minnesota Private Colleges. These 18 nonprofit institutions keep the focus on students with small classes and professors who will get to know you. You'll find students from all backgrounds, and no two colleges are alike. And when it comes to cost, they're more affordable than you think. Find the college that's right for you at mnprivatecolleges.org/possible. mnprivatecolleges.org/possible.
Hi, I'm Claudia with MinSure, Minnesota's official health insurance marketplace. With MinSure, you can compare health plans from multiple companies and get free help from a trusted expert. Whatever health plan you choose with MinSure, it's guaranteed to cover essential benefits, so you can get the care you need. See if you qualify for discounts, available only through MinSure. If you need quality, comprehensive health insurance, get started now at MinSure.org.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations. How?
Wow, that was a
good pack howl, you guys.
That was awesome. Hey, we're with Terrell and TJ, and Terrell is the CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of the Twin Cities, and TJ is the director at Little Earth Boys and Girls Club. And, you know, during the middle of this interview, I tend to get emotional, and you guys are doing such great work, and I can't thank you enough for the community. And TJ, I think you got it going on there with community and getting those young ones going. And I just got to give you just so much cred. I want to say thank you, and thank you both for coming on tonight.
I'm glad to be here. Yeah. It's an honor for sure. It's crazy because our program director, Laura Petschauer, she said you taught at her high school. So she remembers you. Yeah,
oh probably. My gosh.
Yeah. So.
That's awesome.
Kind of a small world.
Yeah, it's totally small. I hope she had good things to say. Oh, great. That's a say hi to her for me. That's awesome. That's community, and that's the circle we all talk about is, you know, a former student of mine or a former student of yours. Or, you know, someone that's Terrell's worked on over the years. That's what it's all about. What legacy are we leaving? And Boys and Girls Club has always been a great organization, but it's the, you know, the 21st century now. And it sounds like you guys are really talking 21st century things.
Absolutely. Well, we have to, because our kids are leading us. And I think it's not just us talking. I think the bigger thing, TJ and I were on a conversation earlier today, it's what our young people are saying. And that's what we as adults need to pay a lot of attention to, because that's how we're going to get ourselves to a better place.
Yeah, absolutely. That's an amazing statement. TJ, what are the kids saying now?
It's a totally different... Yeah, it's just a totally different world. You know, I think that some of the easiest examples I can give are, you know, growing up, my mom told me you'll never make money playing video games, right? And now we know the esports industry is a $1 billion industry. So we have a whole part of our club here that is dedicated to esports, but not just kids playing games. Mm-hmm. Learning and partnering with, on November 9th, we're going to T-Wolves Gaming at the Mall of America. And they're a pro 2K team. So they play 2K professionally, but they want to partner with us. And we've done this with multiple other organizations. How can we teach kids the technology industry so that they don't just play video games, but they could be the next person to, you know, work at an IT company or develop games or build the computers or be the photographer or, you know, the person who runs the website. And so trying to get kids to invest in what they already love and then just guiding them and pairing them with people who are already in the field doing it. And then we, you know, we partner with these organizations. They're like, man, we would love nothing more than to come in and talk to kids and whatever we can do, you know, buy some pizza, donate a couple gift cards, share my story. Like, organizations love to do that. And so, you know, it's just a no-brainer. You put those two together and it's just success waiting to happen. So,
well, you got to give you guys some credit here, because, you know, we hear our young ones, but not everyone really hears them and listens. So I got to give you guys a lot of credit there, because yeah, I mean, there's gaming tournaments that people make $1 million, you know, mm-hmm. And who would have thunk that when they would say, put your phone away, I'm talking.
I mean, even just the way we do programming, it doesn't have to be sit in a classroom in a circle or in a row of chairs. It can be interactive. It can include media and technology. It can include getting up out of your chair. Maybe we don't even sit down at all. You know, so as a basketball coach, when I run our Passport to Manhood program or some of our mentoring program, I just do it right there at practice. While we're stretching, while we're circled up, let's just have a discussion about what does it mean to be a man? What does it mean to be responsible? What does it mean to be a protector? And then you're killing two birds with one stone. And then the kids are already having fun. They're already doing something they're engaged in. I really think that way of learning is like really, really what kids value and how they learn best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Terrell, it's like a pebble thrown in the water and the ripple effect. I imagine that you've seen so much over your years, but also with this great organization that TJ is running in Little Earth, mm-hmm. that it's going to come back tenfold and the future looks bright because of that, you know, pebble in the water effect.
Absolutely. We see those kids. And I think just even the graduation moment that we all had together, and it was, you know, not just TJ's club, but that was a huge one because TJ and I had really, we talked for a lot of years about our sadness that these kids were struggling so much. So to get to that point, and now they're the leaders that will like uplift that next generation or that next, you know, those juniors that are looking, they're focused on who just graduated. So that ripple effect can directly impact those kids that are in the club right now and really uplift more and more to see that as a possibility. I think it's just kids believing in themselves and know that we're going to be there for them no matter what. It doesn't matter at the Boys and Girls Club. I used to say when I ran a club is every day is a new day at a Boys and Girls Club. So like whatever you did yesterday, that's okay, because we're coming back and we're going to do it this way today, and we're going to be there for you to get through what we need to get you to the next place that you need to go. So, you know, and that's why TJ's such an amazing leader, because he does it every day with his kids.
Absolutely. Terrell, just to give a brief update of the clubs that you look over here in the Twin Cities, let's name a few, because we got people listening to this all over and maybe they don't know there's one in their community.
Absolutely. And I will say there is no cost to join a Boys and Girls Club. So everything is all inclusive. You just have to sign up. The one thing we do ask of our kids is that they provide service to club or community. So be a volunteer, do something to help others is the one thing we ask. So we've got Jerry Gamble in North Minneapolis, everybody knows. We've got two school sites. Patrick Henry has a club, Olson Middle in Minneapolis. Southside Village, which is right up the street from Little Earth on 39th in Chicago. And then we've got three clubs in St. Paul. So if listeners on that side of the river, we've got East Side, we've got Mount Airy, and then the Allensmeyer West Side in the west side of St. Paul, as well as Richfield. So if we go further out in the suburbs, we've got two clubs in Richfield at schools, Richfield Middle School, Centennial Elementary, and then way out where our kids go to camp in Mound, Minnesota, we actually opened a club there as well. And then the 12th is in Elk River, which was an ad. We took over a club that was used to be part of another organization, and that just opened this fall under Boys and Girls Clubs of the Twin Cities.
Wow, that's exciting. Hey, we only got a few minutes left here. TJ, 1 minute, as the producer just said, gave us the one finger up. TJ, what, any last comments here before we let you go?
I just appreciate y'all having me on the show. I really consider it an honor to do the work that I do, represent my people. Well, I'm Red Lake Band of Chippewa Indians. And you know, I'm all for the community and collaboration and partnership. And so I'm just honored to be here. So appreciate y'all.
Yeah. Pinagigi, we really appreciate Boys and Girls Club and what they do in the Twin Cities and all over Turtle Island. Thank you so much for being on. This has been Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Wake.
Thank you.
Hey, we are still here. We are the next generation. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office, and free Leonard Peltier now.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Lake Air Radio, WLAK 1260 AM in Amory. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.